Psalm 23, a Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever.
67 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But, in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men living and dead who struggled here have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus so nobly advanced. It is for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
What has happened? Good Lord! No, this cannot be! You there, who are you? No, never mind, it doesn't matter right now. If we are here, it can only mean one thing. A terrible darkness has been unleashed upon the world. A blight so evil that it corrupts anything it touches. It's too long a story to go into right now, but suffice to say that I was buried here with one task, and only one, to guard the world should the blight be unleashed. The fact that I am here now can only mean that it has been set free to wreak havoc upon the world. But there is a problem, you see. To have an effect upon the mortal world, we spirits require some kind of body to inhabit. That is what the blight does. It possesses mortal bodies and uses them to spread destruction. But there are no more bodies here to inhabit. I cannot leave this spot until there is a suitable body. It looks as if you have found one for yourself, after a fashion, but I am bound to this place until a suitable body is within my reach. Therefore, I must charge you with a terribly important task. Go and find a body which I can inhabit for a time in order to fight the blight, preferably a human body. Go quickly. The fate of the world depends on you fulfilling your task. You must act quickly. No more dawdling. Now go.